B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
Hi, Tunis. So I got to bare my soul here for a second. And it's kind of I'll give you a little mindset, a little kind of pass into my mind right now. So I got a call yesterday from a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine who doesn't live in the area. And he says, and he was a former football player, and he tells me that he has turned the page on life. And my friend, and I'm like, and he's pretty deep about things. So I call him after the show and I go, what's going on, brother? And he goes, I had a heart attack and I almost died. And he said that, and it's an amazing story because he comes home after a trip. He's exhausted. He falls asleep, just crashes. He wakes up 3 days later in the hospital. And he only got saved because a friend of his, he had an appearance, and a friend of his goes to pick him up, and the doors open. And the guy got nervous, walks in, and finds him.
Oh, man.
And they get rushed to the hospital, and he's saved. And he has a completely different outlook on life.
Jeez.
And so I woke up this morning, and I've been consumed by it since he told me about this yesterday.
Yeah, it's the first thing you probably, was your morning thought.
Like, there is nothing else matters. Like, his point to me yesterday was, none of it matters. I was like, he's like, he quit all his gigs and that was it.
Wow.
And he's like,
this is before we had a cup of coffee today.
Yeah.
These thoughts are crossing your mind.
And again, I just had dealt with a funeral
right
on the weekend,
which
is a tragedy of family in that sense. But when he told me that, and he's in his 40s, and he told me that, I was like, oh, man. And it's all I could think about. So, I mean, my head's still kind of like swimming.
Oh, I bet. That's a deep, morning thought.
Yeah.
Hopefully your friend, gets better. I mean, he just had a heart attack. Like, geez.
Yeah. No, I mean, thank God he says he's well. Although now all of a sudden he's worried about having COVID because he was in the hospital and exposed.
Oh, of course, yeah. Oh, my God. Now he's got to deal with that. That's terrifying. All right, well, I hope everything works out.
Yeah, but his point was, dude, you're going to die soon.
Oh.
So fix your life.
And I'm worried about the coaching search.
I'm like,
You're worried who's going to coach the Eagles.
So I woke up this morning going, ugh. My head.
That's when hug your kids and just try to find any warmth, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have kids, but I get to hug my dog. All right? So this is one of my morning thoughts. And it's more so an experience. It's not even a thought because it happened. I woke up this morning. The dog's laying on me. I love this dog. You saw the dog. We did a little Zoom call yesterday. You saw the dog. The dog was playing with me the whole time, like trying to push the dog away. She just wants to be a part of everything. So I'm thinking this morning, wow, this is the greatest thing. Dog. I love this dog. Best dog in the world. So today, she's giving me the eyes. You know those eyes of, I did something. I'm like, what did you do? And then she turns around, and there's a glob of vomit on her. I'm like, what?
Ew.
Well, apparently my cat threw up. And instead of being a normal dog, which a lot of dogs will eat another animal's vomit, my dog decided to roll around in it. So you called me a few times to talk about the show this morning. I wasn't answering because I got to do bath duty. Because, the wife wasn't around, so.
Oh, that is.
So, I guess the morning thought is, these dogs, love them to death. But my God, sometimes you're like, come on, dude.
Really?
You gotta roll around in it? Like, what are you doing?
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
That's bad.
I would have been upset if she ate it.
Right.
But at least she ate it.
But rolling around in it. Oh, that's
bad.
What
are you doing?
That's tough, man. That's tough morning.
That's thought number one.
Our mornings.
Yours is a little more tougher.
Yeah, well, it was.
You're thinking about
different.
Death. I'm thinking about bathing the dog and getting to work on time.
My mind was still blown from the previous day.
Right.
But no, but that's a pain in the ass morning that you had.
Yes.
What was your next thought? Because I honestly, I still haven't thought about anything else.
Right. Oh, I don't blame you. I got two more. One, you know, I'm a gambling man. I like to dabble every once in a while. And my bad beat the other day was the Tobias Harris finishing with 18 points. I needed one more bucket out of him, and I would have hit this nice parlay. It would have been great. Did you see what happened last night between Kansas and Baylor? Did you see that?
So wait. All right. So I didn't know. I wake up to a text. Now, meanwhile, my head's thinking about that, right?
Yes.
So I wake up to a text from my buddy Boo.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So this is the text from Boo. Baylor up 15 with a minute left and couldn't cover an 8.5-point spread.
Yep.
A mean nothing three-pointer from 40 feet banks in.
Yes. Chris Tien, who was a guard for Kansas, played 1 minute last night, finished with 3 points. Those 3 points were an inbound pass with less than 2 seconds left on the clock. And he was guarded heavily, right? And he still decided to chuck it up. It was like, go ahead, Chris. I want you to take a shot, man. You don't get much playing time. You probably walked on or something. Go for it. And he drills it. Bank shot. He makes it even. That's even worse. The bank shot. And they don't cover the 8.5 or not. Some people had it at 9. So it makes you think.
Oh my God.
Christine, he's not playing, right? So he's probably logging on one of the apps.
No. No. Come on.
He goes, hi, man, I had us at +9 today.
No. No. Yeah, I
hooked Kansas up.
It was funny. I literally woke up to that.
So you woke up with the thoughts of what your buddy told you, and then the text from Boo.
That at least made me laugh.
Right.
Like the bad be all right, brother.
You saw in the highlight of Tien making the shot, there's a guy in the bottom right corner of the screen who was a Baylor fan and clearly took Baylor and the points.
Oh, really?
He started freaking out. Jumping up and threw his hat on the ground. He's going nuts. He clearly took Baylor in the points.
I was in hockey mode last night.
Okay.
I watched Flyers, and then I watched, was it Vegas?
Yes.
It was Vegas and Arizona. But I just was, and I crashed. I fell asleep watching the hockey game.
So you did not deal with the bad beat there?
I didn't watch any basketball yesterday.
Yeah. All right.
The COVID games I find tough.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. I took a game yesterday.
It's not fun to watch.
No, I mean, I thought the Suns were playing the Grizzlies. Grizzlies were out Valanciunas. They had no big man, but the Suns hadn't played for 8 days. So I go, all right, Memphis is missing their big man. Suns have been fresh, but what happened? The Suns couldn't hit water, right? Because they haven't played in 8 days.
Right.
And that's why. So
right.
I end up losing that bet. I'm like, my God, like, you would think 8 days rest, they have all their guys. But because the 8 days, their form was off and everything.
Oh, actually, we did our daily number. And speaking of that.
Yeah, you hit on the Warriors.
I didn't even know until you told me today that.
Outright.
Yeah. Because I was like checked out. I wasn't in the right frame of mind just thinking of my
right,
buddy. I just
right.
had the hockey Flyers on and I was just like, let me just disappear.
Yeah, it's good work out of you.
But the Warriors not only covered the 8.5, I said they're going to win the game.
Yeah, you did. I'm your witness. You said outright.
All right. Well, we'll do our daily number again at 1:30. Hopefully we get a couple more. Lots to get to. We'll reopen the lines coming up next. 610-632-0975.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.